KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, the dense fog continues here in Atlantic. We have 24 degrees, visibility about a quarter mile or less in some locations. And there is a dense fog advisory that remains until 9 o'clock for Audubon, Adair, Guthrie, Carroll, Dallas, Madison, Union, Ringgold, and Taylor counties. We do expect the fog to linger, though, through the midday hours. Good morning and Merry Christmas once again. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Authorities across the Midwest were investigating reports Thursday of a brief, bright light streaking through the early morning sky. The Omaha World-Herald and Associated Press report the quick-hit light, shown around 1:30 a.m. Thursday, was seen in western Iowa and eastern Nebraska, including the Omaha area, and around Columbus and Waverly, Nebraska. The streaking light reportedly was seen from parts of Kansas and points north to locations east of the Omaha area and as far away as Illinois. No explanation was immediately forthcoming. Tuesday night, the body of a Russian rocket that burned up as it entered the Earth's atmosphere set off a wave of excitement on social media and fueled speculation over what caused the flash of light in the western U.S. U.S. Strategic Command spokeswoman Julie Ziegenhorn said the fireball that was seen over Arizona, Nevada, and California was actually an SL-4 rocket body booster from Russia that launched Monday. A Council Bluffs Emergency Family Shelter has been given a makeover to provide additional learning opportunities and activities to engage children and teenagers. A ribbon-cutting ceremony was held earlier this week to dedicate the Children's Library at Micah House, which includes a new hand-painted mural. The shelter's executive director says the mural was painted by Allison Detlitz during the summer. One room at the shelter is now an educational room featuring a miniature bank, engineering lab, hospital, and grocery store where children can play and learn about how facilities function. A third room has been transformed into a teen center outfitted with computers where teenagers can relax, do homework, watch movies, and play games. Authorities have released the names of two people who were killed and one of the two people who were injured in a Northwest Iowa highway collision. The accident occurred around 1:10 p.m. Wednesday on Iowa Highway 7 west of Newell. Authorities say two adults in the same vehicle were found dead at the scene. The Buena Vista County Sheriff's Office identified them as 19-year-old Juan Yobani Lopez Hurtado and 46-year-old Maria Leticia Hurtado Gaitan, both of Fonda. The Sheriff's Office said 27-year-old Alex Spielman and 7-year-old child were in the other vehicle, and they were taken to a Storm Lake hospital. Authorities have not released details about that collision. After a flurry of pre-Christmas campaigning, there was nary a presidential candidate left in the state this week. 8 years ago, the two leading Democratic candidates frantically campaigned in a snowstorm 2 days before Christmas, when toy shopping was a campaign issue.
The 2008 Iowa caucuses were on January 3rd, so the candidates were scrambling to capture the attention of caucusgoers during the holiday season. The Democratic candidates were demanding action from the Bush administration after disclosure that some toys imported from China had dangerous levels of lead in the paint.
Going Christmas shopping isn't just a matter of what toys would bring our children the most joy. It's also a question of what toys are safe to give them.
That is Barack Obama during a news conference in Mason City in December of 2007. During a campaign event 8 years ago in Council Bluffs, a young girl asked Hillary Clinton about the issue.
I don't think any parent should have to worry about the toys you buy for your children for Christmas. You know, children, we know, are very inquisitive. They put everything in their mouths. They sleep with things. So we should be able to count on the safety of our toys.
Clinton called for a halt to all toy imports from China that year. Obama suggested stiffer fines for companies that knowingly import Chinese toys that had lead paint. Back in 2007, 9 million Chinese-made toys were subject to recalls in the United States because of that lead paint. China produces about two-thirds of all the toys made in the world. Experts estimate about 85% of the toys sold in the United States are made in China. I'm O.K. Henderson.
And O.K. Henderson is with Radio Iowa. She adds that Republican presidential candidate Mike Huckabee was attracting attention during the 2007 holiday season with a campaign ad that seemed to feature a floating white cross over his right shoulder. The cross was created by lighting on a white bookshelf behind him. In 2007, Huckabee, Obama, and Clinton all returned to Iowa the day after Christmas to resume their dash to the 2008 Iowa caucuses. Well, this year, Democrat Martin O'Malley will be the first presidential candidate to return to Iowa for an event this Sunday. Next week, Republican candidates Donald Trump, Chris Christie, and Marco Rubio, along with Democratic candidate Bernie Sanders, all plan to campaign in Iowa. All they may have wanted for Christmas was really a new backpack. From kindergartners to college students, some young Iowans report aches and pains in their backs, necks, and shoulders from wearing backpacks. The weight really adds up, considering textbooks, notebooks, laptops, and other items are included in them. Pain specialist Dr. Douglas Keene says the younger generation may not consider it a cool look, but both straps need to be used to best distribute the weight. Injuries are on the rise, according to a report from the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
They estimate that there have been a 300% increase in the number of backpack injuries over the last 17 years. Last year alone, 14,000 people sought medical care for backpack-related injuries.
5,000 of those went to the ER because of their injuries. Dr. Keene says it's important to make sure the backpack for your child or teenager is not too big or too small for the person's frame and be cognizant of what's in it. Those backpacks with cute patterns, non-traditional straps, or other superficial features might not be the right fit, according to Keene.
Messenger bags are also very popular. They're great fashion items, but once again, probably not great for doing things like carrying your textbook, simply because you can't really distribute the weight that you would be typically carrying.
For example, soft athletic bags with thin rope straps, which are fine for carrying a pair of shorts and a light t-shirt to the gym, are not appropriate for heavy textbooks and laptops. Keene says the weight of the fully loaded backpack should not be more than 10% to 15% of the student's total body weight. He says it's important to make sure the backpack is not too big or too small for the child's frame and be aware of what's packed inside.
How do you find the right backpack and fit it appropriately? How do you, and then how do you load it appropriately? And by doing those things, it makes a lot of sense that we would probably be able to reduce the number of backpack-related injuries that we have each year.
Keene offers a few tips. Adjust the straps, both of which should be wide and padded over the shoulders. Pack properly to distribute the weight. Use both straps. Lift with the knees and don't pack what you don't need. The Waterloo Church has surprised firefighters and police officers with holiday treats, including hundreds of homemade cookies. Members of Our Savior Lutheran Church's Youth and Evangelism Boards spent 3 days this week baking 904 cookies, 820 pretzels, 166 miniature popcorn balls, and 20 pounds of fudge. The groups delivered the goodies Thursday to each Waterloo Fire Station and the police station. Church members also made gift stockings that were sent to soldiers with Cedar Rapids-based Army Reserve units serving in Afghanistan and to veterans of the Iowa Veterans Home in Marshalltown. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.